Chad Hurley wanted to create something. He just wasn't sure what. It was early 2005, and Hurley spent most of his time hunched over a computer screen in Northern California. Hurley didn't look like the brainy Poindexters around Silicon Valley. He had broad shoulders and a high forehead, a high school jock's physique, and dirty blonde locks that he swept back surfer dude style. He liked beer and the Philadelphia Eagles, and considered himself an artist of sorts. With a friend, a kindred spirit, he had recently started a menswear line making laptop bags after finding most on the market ugly and dull. But Hurley, a web graphic designer, knew the real money was in computers, not bags. So that's where he and his two programmer pals, Jawed Karim and Steve Chen, hoped to strike gold. At 28, Hurley was the eldest by a year and de facto leader. He had a toddler son and had married into Silicon Valley royalty. His father-in-law was Jim Clark, a famed internet entrepreneur. Hurley began dreaming of his own company at the dawn of Web 2.0, websites filled with the work of regular folk, not professionals. Web surfers rushed to post online diaries, photo albums, poems, recipes, screeds, whatever they liked. Everyday people, Hurley would call them. For months, Hurley and his pals had batted around proposals for a new internet business, meeting at his house in Menlo Park or a cafe nearby, where they discussed popular Web 2.0 fixtures to emulate, like Friendster, a social network, and the blogging websites growing like weeds. More often, they talked about Hot or Not, a skeletal site that let people upload photographs of a face and vote on its attractiveness. Crude, but so popular. The trio knew one of Hot or Not's creators from a coffee shop they frequented at their old jobs, and they knew he was making decent money. That was cool. The three finally settled on an idea for a website to let people share and watch video. On Valentine's Day, they had stayed up way too late, working in Hurley's garage with his dog, and settled on a name for their idea. Hurley tried words that evoked personal television, riffing on old slang for the medium, the boob tube, a tube for you. They typed it into Google. No results. That evening, they bought the web domain youtube.com, a first step on solid ground. 8 days later, Hurley opened an email from Karim with the subject line, strategy. Please comment. The site should look good, but not too professional. It should look like it was thrown together by a couple of guys. Note that Hot or Not and Friendster, while easy to use, don't look professional, and yet they've had enormous success. We don't want to look too professional because it scares people off. The most important aspect of the design is ease of use. Our moms should be able to use this site easily. Timing/competition. I think our timing is perfect. Digital video recording just became commonplace last year, since this is now supported by most digital cameras. There is one site I'm aware of, stupidvideos.com, that also hosts videos and allows viewers to rate them. Luckily, the site hasn't caught on very much. We should discuss why this is the case and why we expect our site to gain more traction. Hurley read on. Site focus. Our focus should implicitly be dating, just like Hot or Not. Note that Hot or Not is a dating site without seeming too much like one. This puts people at ease. I believe that a dating-focused video site will draw much more attention than stupid videos. Why? Because dating and finding girls is what most people who are not married are primarily occupied with. There are only so many stupid videos you can watch.